愿大家平安。
May peace be with all of you。
我们来看，箴言。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs。
啊，箴言的第，OK，第三章。
Proverbs chapter three。
啊，箴言第三章的16节。
Proverbs chapter three verse 16。
啊，请。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I read the Bible. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 16. Long life is in her right hand. Verse 17. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace.
好,
verse 18. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are those who hold on to her.
好, 这个16节到18节啊，就讲啊，智慧带给我们的祝福。
And verse 16 through 18 describe of how, what the blessings that wisdom will grant us.
那如果我们仔细看哦，这些祝福啊都是非常好的，无价的。
And if to look at this closely, these blessings are priceless.
啊，第一个长寿。
Firstly, long life.
这里讲长寿就是永生。
And longevity here refers to having eternal life.
第二个富贵。
Secondly, riches and honor.
贵就是尊贵，做神的儿女。
And honor is having a glorious position, status to become the children of God.
富就是丰富、丰盛。
And riches refers to prosperity.
恩典上丰富，神性上丰富，来世上丰富。
And we have prosperity in terms of the blessings that we receive and also in our afterlife.
再来是安乐。
And next is a pleasant.
这条路带给我们的是喜乐的人生。
That this journey of life brings us pleasantness.
那再来是平安。
Next is peace.
你如果走在智慧这条路，神与我们同在，你没有忧愁，没有害怕。
If you walk along this path of wisdom that we will walk without anxiety and fear.
那人生如果有这几样哦，这个叫做幸福。
And if we have all these elements in our life, then this is called we have a blissful life.
那也叫做好的人生。
And we have a good life.
那这几样哦，钱买不到的。
And all these elements.Can never be bought using money.
所以叫做无价。
Therefore, these are priceless.
那要怎么得到这些福气
？But how can we obtain these blessings?
就是要有智慧。
We must first receive and obtain wisdom.
我们从来可能都没有想过智慧是什么。
We may not have really put a lot of thought about what wisdom is.
但是确实智慧是。非常非常的宝贵。
But wisdom is very precious.
因此我们的一生要把智慧当作我们最重要要追求的一件事情。
Therefore, we should place this pursuing wisdom as the most important effort and task that we should put into our life today.
我们看箴言的第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 4,
第七节
verse 7, the beginning of wisdom is acquire wisdom, and with all your possessions, acquire understanding.
这个如果我们看英文刚刚读的智慧的开始是什么
？So what is the beginning of wisdom?
Acquire wisdom 就是你用行动去追求智慧。那我们已经开始在智慧已经是智慧的开始。
It is to acquire wisdom, we have to put in action in order to gain wisdom. That is, and today we are actually on the path of acquiring wisdom.
换句话说，如果我们头脑里面从来没有想我要得智慧，我们智慧还没有开始。
In other words, if we have never thought about obtaining wisdom, then we have not started gaining wisdom.
所以智慧是最重要的，智慧的开始就是你想要得智慧。
So the first thing to obtain wisdom is we have the desire to get and acquire wisdom.
好，那怎么得智慧
？But how do we actually acquire it？
那我们先来看啊，箴言的第九章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 9.
啊，箴言第九章的第十节。
Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10.
啊，箴言第九章第十节。
Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10.
啊，请。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
啊，这个地方讲啊，敬畏神是智慧的开始。
It is recorded here, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
啊，所以一个人要得智慧啊，要从敬畏神开始。
Therefore, if a person wants to obtain wisdom, he has to start by fearing the Lord.
换句话说，如果我知道有神，我不敬畏他。
In other words, if we know there is a God, but we do not fear him,
我不算是有智慧。
It means that we do not have any wisdom.
那下面，认识至圣者便是聪明。
Next, the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
哦，这个英文叫 knowledge of the Holy One. Holy One 就是神嘛。Knowledge of Holy One 就是神的知识啊。如果我们有神的知识，我们这个人就很聪明。
So the Holy One here refers to God, and the knowledge of Holy One means we know God, and if we know God, then we have understanding.
哦，换句话说哈，如果我们头脑里面没有神的知识，我们算不上聪明。
In other words, if we do not know, do not have the knowledge of God, we are not wise.
那有很多人他不认识神，他也没有读过圣经，他很聪明啊。
So there are many people who do not know God, but because they are well educated, they are very intelligent.
我说，原来圣经里面讲的聪明有两种。
But in actual fact, the Bible describes of two different types of intelligent people.
我们活在两个世界里面。
We live in two different worlds.
一个叫眼睛看得见的世界。
The first world is world that we can see by our own eyes.
这个叫做日光之下。
And this is the world under the sun.
那另外一个世界叫做眼睛看不见之世界。
And there is another world that we cannot see with our own eyes.
这个叫做灵界。
And this is the spiritual realm.
又叫做日光之上。
And this is the world above the sun.
所以有很多人啊，他虽然不认识神，他也很聪明，不错，他是在日光之下。
So it is indeed true that there are many people who are intelligent, even though they do not know God. This is true, but they are living under the sun.
那他一辈子都用他的聪明在做事情，在计划，在追求他的人生的理想。
So throughout his life, he put in a lot of his thought and effort to pursue and plan for his life, to pursue after his ideals.
也可以说他少有小有成就。
And we can say that maybe he does really have life achievements.
所以一个人活到几十岁以后啊，有时候人对自己非常的满意。
And sometimes a person after he lived for a few decades, he might feel satisfied with his life.
因为人比人相比，我高人一等。
Because when I compare myself with others, I am better than them.
因为他有智慧啊，他有聪明，用他的聪明做很多事情。
Because he has his knowledge and with his intelligence, he has accomplished many things.
好像所罗门在传道书里面写的。
Just as what King Solomon had written in the book of Ecclesiastes.
但是如果我们有认识神的智慧，
However, if we have the wisdom of knowing God,
那就能在表象当中看到真相，这个才是最重要。
What we could actually see is can see through the reality.
外表这个表象很吸引人。
Even though externally the superficial outlook looks very attractive.
但是传道书的开始说虚空。
But the beginning of the book of Ecclesiastes starts with futility.
在神看起来，这样的人的一辈子都是虚空的。
From the perspective of God, this whole life of such a person is futility.
那这叫做真相。
And this is the reality.
那这需要有神的知识，我们才能够看得清楚。
For us to be able to see things very clearly, we need to have the knowledge of God.
那在罗马书里面告诉我们啊，一个人如果没有神啊，从神看起来，到底他是怎么样一个人
？And the book of Romans explains of what is the perspective of God to those who do not know God.
因为很多人在世界上，他没有神，他也觉得我活得很好。
Because there are many people in the world who feel that they have a great life, even though they do not know God.
那神看一个没有神的人到底怎么看
？But what is the other perspective of God to them?
好，我们来看罗马书的第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 1.
罗马书的第一章。
Romans, chapter 1.
第一章的二十节。
Verse 20.Verse 20 is, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, that is his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived, been understood by what has been made, so that they are without excuse. Verse 21, for even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, for they became futile in their reasonings, and their senseless hearts were darkened. Verse 22, claiming to be wise, they became fools.
好，二十三节。
Verse 23, and they exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man, kind of birds, four-footed animals, and crawling creatures.
这个地方讲哈，天地万物的存在证明有神。
And it is mentioned here the existence of the heavens and the earth proves that there is this God that exists.
你看到一个小孩，知道他有父亲。
When you see a child, you know that they are parents.
你看到一个房子，知道有造他的人。
When you look at a house, then you know there are builders.
你看到一个汽车，你知道有制造它的工厂。
And when you look at a car, you know that there are manufacturing plants.
所以你看到宇宙的伟大，有一个创造的人，就创造者就是神。
So when you look at the great nature, you know that there's a creator, and this creator is God himself.
那有的人他就是故意不认识神。
But there are people who, they do not want to know God.
他也不荣耀神，他也不感谢神。
They do not want to give glory to God. They do not want to thank Him.
那这样的人，在二十一节讲，思念变为虚妄。
And in verse 21, these type of people they became futile in their reasonings.
虚妄就是虚无，虚空就是零。
And they become futile, vain.
你一旦人没有神，你一辈子的计划，都是虚空。
The moment you do not have God, and the plans that you have throughout your life will become futile.
那第二个无知的心变成昏暗。
And secondly, their senseless hearts were darkened.
神是光。
God is light.
一旦心中没有神，就在黑暗里面。
The moment we do not have God, our hearts, will be in darkness.
那人一站在黑暗里面，他就迷路了。
The moment we stand in darkness, we will lose our ways.
什么也看不见。
We are not able to see anything.
上个礼拜六，我在 Pacifica 跟他们一起上的慕道班。
And last Saturday, I was participating in the Truth Seeker class in Pacifica Church.
慕道者大概慕道一年多了。
And they were truth seeking friends who sought the truth for more than 1 year.
我就问他们一个最简单的问题：人是什么
？And I asked a very basic question: Who is man?
没有一个答得出来。
And nobody could answer that.
人是什么
？So who is what is a man?
因为如果不认识神，就没有光。
Because if we do not know God, we do not have light shining on us.
所以没有光就在黑暗里面，看不见人是什么，我不知道。
So because we do not have light, we are standing in darkness, so we do not even know what man is all about.
那如果不知道人是什么，我怎么知道活着要做什么
？So if we do not know the role of a man, then we do not know for what purpose we are living.
所以无知的心就变成昏暗。
Therefore, the senseless hearts.Were darkened.
那二十二节自称为聪明，反成为愚拙。
Verse 22, they claimed to be wise, but they became fools.
所以这个不认识神的人，故意不认识的人，其实在世界上都很聪明。
And these group of people who do not want to know God, they think that they are wise. And there are people who could write a very good books that sell very well.
所以他自己觉得很聪明, 但是在神看起来这个是愚拙的。
So they may feel they are intelligent, but from God's perspective, they are foolish.
啊, 那一旦一个人不认识神,
and the moment a person does not know God,
哦, 那接下去神就任凭他,
what God will do is God will 哦, let him be.
哦, 所以你看世界上人哦, 他很自由啊。
Therefore, you can observe the people of the world, they have freedom.
他要做什么就做什么。
They can do whatever they want.
哦, 他想要怎么生活就怎么生活。
They can have any kind of lifestyle they wish.
为什么?
Why?
因为圣经说, 神任凭他, 英文叫做 give up, 放弃了。
Because God has given up on them.
哦, 放弃了, 接下去就这样, 放弃了, 让你自己去拜偶像吧。
Therefore, God has given up on them. Let them just continue to worship their idols.
然后放弃了, 啊,
God gave them up. If you want to engage in homosexuality, go ahead.
那放弃吧,
any kind of sins you would like to commit, God will let them do it.
但是这并不等于最后的结果是好的。
But this does not mean, it does not equal to the fact that their end result will be good.
所以32节,
therefore, in verse 32,
神判定这样的人是当然死的,
that those who practice such things are worthy of death.
哦, 所以最后在神的审判下, 他是死的。
Therefore, in the final judgment of God, they are worthy of death.
那在活着的时候,
but while they are still alive,
哦, 因为没有神, 活得很虚空。
Because they do not have God in their life, they live in a futile manner.
很自由,
they have lots of freedom, they can commit any kinds of sins. And because of this, they will not have joy in their life.
因此, 一个人懂得敬畏神,
therefore, if a person knows how to fear God, this is the beginning of wisdom.
好, 我们回来看, 啊, 箴言第九章。
Let's turn back to the book of Proverbs, chapter 9.
箴言第九章的第十节下半句, 认识至圣者便是聪明。
Verse 10, chapter 9, verse 10, the latter portion, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
哦, 所以我们在看事情, 在想事情, 有神的知识, 这个就是聪明。
So when we look at a certain matter, and consider a certain matter with the knowledge of God, that this is actually intelligence.
好, 我们现在看, 箴言的第一章,
let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 1.
箴言第一章的第七节,
Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 7.
请,
the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Fools despise wisdom and instruction.
好, 这个地方讲, 敬畏神是知识的开始。
It is mentioned here, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
啊, 如果我想要, 认识神, 啊, 从哪里开始?
So where should we start if we want to know God?
啊, 要从敬畏神开始。
It has to start from fearing God.
啊, 世界上的知识, 只要我们头脑聪明, 你肯下功夫, 大概都可以了解。
The knowledge of the world we could easily obtain if we put in effort to acquire and learn.
那即使我不是很聪明, 但是我愿意下加倍的功夫, 我也可以了解。
Even if I do not have an intelligent brain, I can actually put in effort in order to understand.
但是人对神的认识就不是这样。
But this is different from for knowing God.
好, 我们现在看马太福音的十一章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11.
啊, 马太福音的十一章,
Matthew, chapter 11.
啊, 十一章的二十五节,
Matthew, chapter 11, verse 25. Verse 25, at that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent, and have revealed them to infants.
啊,
And this was spoken by the Lord Jesus.
啊, 这个地方讲, 你将这些事向聪明通达就隐藏，向婴孩就显露。
You have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants.
那这些事是什么？
So what are these things?
就是神的事情，神国的事情。
So these hidden things are the matters of the kingdom of God.
像聪明通达，就是世界上很聪明的人。
And to those who are wise, intelligent, are people of the world.
这样的人不容易敬畏神。
So these people It is difficult for them to fear God.
因为神看不见了。
Because God is invisible.
看不见我怎么可以信？
So how can I believe something that I cannot see with my own eyes?
那神向他们就隐藏。
Therefore, God has hidden himself from such group of people.
所以你如果看美国最世俗的地方就是学术最发达的地方。
Therefore, you observe in the United States, the area, population, group, who are the most worldly, are the most educated.
那像婴孩就显露。
But God has revealed that these things to infants.
一个人如果敬畏神他知道神很伟大，在神的面前我只是尘土，所以他就很谦卑。
And if a person fears God, he knows that God is great, but I'm just but dust. So he will humble himself before God.
那很谦卑，神就显露他自己。
Because he is humble, God will reveal himself to them.
英文叫 reveal 另外一个就是启示录了 ，revelation 就是神的把自己显示给他认识。
Reveal here means God will appear, will disclose himself to these people.
所以我们再看新约圣经保罗写的13卷。
Therefore, in the book of the New Testament, Apostle Paul has written 13 of them.
你如果在图书馆看到一个人写13卷很出名的书，这个人一定读很多的书。
If you go to a library and find an author of 13 famous books, such a person will definitely be very knowledgeable.
但是保罗在加拉太书里面讲。
But Paul in the book of Galatians,
他说这不是人教我的。
He said that all these knowledge were not taught by man.
也不是我学来的。
And I did not learn this knowledge myself.
是主耶稣基督把他自己启示在我心里。
All these were revealed by the Lord Jesus Christ in his heart.
所以保罗对主耶稣认识这么深，从哪里来？
Therefore, Paul's deep knowledge of the Lord Jesus, where did this come from?
不是他世界上学问很渊博。
It was not because he was knowledgeable in the world.
是主耶稣把自己显露启示给保罗知道。
But the Lord Jesus has revealed himself to Paul.
所以我们回到箴言第一章，我们刚刚读第七节。
Let's turn back to Proverbs 1 verse 7.
敬畏神是知识的开始。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of his knowledge.
所以如果我们有敬畏神的心，在神面前尊神为大神就开我们的心窍，我们圣经就读得懂。
Therefore, if we fear God, we magnify God in our heart. God will open our hearts when we read the Bible. We will understand every single word.
那我们对神的认识就越来越深。
And we will continue to deepen our knowledge of God.
那一旦我们对神的认识越来越深，我们再来看周围的事情，真的是。会非常的清楚。
The deeper knowledge of God that we have, we will become, have a clear mindset when we observe things around the world.
所以圣经里面才讲属灵的人看透万事，英文叫 judge, 判断万事。
Therefore, it is recorded in the Bible, a spiritual man judges all things.
那个判断从哪里来？
But where does this judgment come from?
一个属灵人他判断从哪里来？
And where does this ability to judge come from?For a spiritual man come from.
就是因为他对神深度的认识。
It comes from his deep knowledge of God.
再加上圣灵在内心的感动。
And in addition to that, the Holy Spirit moves the heart of the spiritual person.
所以我们在信仰生活当中的判断是看法就会很正确。
Therefore, our judgment.And perception of the things of the world in our life will be very mature.
所以 第一章第七节啊，箴言讲敬畏神是知识的开始。
Therefore, the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
所以这个敬畏神变成知识的开始，它也是智慧的开始。
So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of both knowledge and wisdom.
那这个知识跟智慧到底关系在哪里？
But what is the relationship between knowledge and wisdom?
比方说，我们信主很久了，我们属灵的知识大概都很丰富。
Let's take one example. We may have believed in the Lord Jesus for a long time, so we have very good knowledge of the Bible, of God.
我们都知道啊，遵守安息日是好的。
And all of us know that observing the Holy Sabbath is very good.
让我们肉体休息。
Allows us to rest physically.
让我们灵也得到安息。
Allows us to have obtained rest spiritually.
让我们更亲近神。
That we can draw near to God.
能够以神为乐。
That we can delight in the Lord.
所以我们有这个知识，我们就知道这是好的。
So when we have knowledge, we know that observing the Holy Sabbath is good for us.
但是如果我没有敬畏神。
But if we do not fear God.
这个只是建立吧。
This knowledge just becomes a suggestion.
我不一定我会去守安息日。
That we may not want to observe Holy Sabbath.
所以当一个人他对安息日真的很敬畏神，这一天是神的日子，我要来亲近神，这样才真的进到智慧里面。
Well, if a person truly fears God and truly observes the Holy Sabbath and wants to draw near to God, that person is stepping into the wisdom of God.
那一些智慧所带给我们福气，就会渐渐在我们生活中，我们可以体验得到。
By doing that, we will gradually experience the blessings of this wisdom.
所以敬畏神，这是一个智慧的关键，也是知识的关键。
Therefore, fearing God is crucial for us to obtain the knowledge and wisdom.
那现在问题是什么叫做敬畏神？
Now we shall discuss what fearing God really means.
为什么敬畏神是智慧的开始？
And why fearing God is the beginning of wisdom.
那我们就用两个人来做代表来想想看。
So we will take the example of two people to ponder about.
第一个就是约伯。
Firstly is Job.
我们现在来看约伯记的第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Job, chapter 1.
约伯记的第一章。
Job, chapter 1.
约伯记第一章的第一节。
Verse 1. Job, chapter 1, verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless, upright, fearing God and turning away from evil.
这里讲约伯。
And this person...Job.
完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
Blameless, upright, fearing God, turning away from evil.
其实从第二节开始讲到约伯世界上的一个条件，非常好。
And from verse 2 onwards, this passage describes of the great status of worldly status of Job.
但是当神在夸奖约伯的时候，神提什么？
But whenGod prays about Job, what did God bring up?
好，我们看第八节。
Let's read verse 8. The Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and an upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil.
这个地方讲再没有人像他，完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
God said, There is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God, turning away from evil.
所以这三句是连在一起的。
So these three phrases, they are combined.
如果一个人敬畏神，他就会远离恶事。
If a person fears God, he will turn away from evil.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们知道神是公义的。
Because we know that God is righteous.
神是正直的。
God is just.
神是无所不在的。
God is omnipresent.
哦，那我们对这一位神存心里存着尊敬又畏惧的态度。
Therefore, we have this honor, the attitude of honoring, and also we have fear toward Him.
你不论走到哪里，你不会去犯罪的。
Wherever we go to, we will not sin.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们不论走到哪里，我们都知道神在看。
Because wherever we go to, we know that God is watching.
所以有一次 NYTS 在一个教会举办。
So, we held an NYTS in a certain church in the past.
那年轻人一进去就要问，哎，这 WiFi password 是什么？
But these youth, when they arrive at the location, they will ask for the Wi-Fi password.
那个教会也很有意思，它的 password 叫 God is watching.
And the Wi-Fi password that church has set is God is watching.
确实是这样的。
And this is indeed.
所以一个人如果心里真的敬畏神，父母不在，谁不在，门关起来，他不会偏离神。
Therefore, if a person truly fears God, when he closes the room of his door, where the parents and no one is present with them, they will not divert away from God.
因此，如果我们从我们的下一代从心里就有一个敬畏神的心你长大你就不会忧虑他会变坏。
Therefore, for our children, the next generation, if they have this heart of fearing God, we will not be worried that they will.Turn to evil ways.
因为他远离恶事。
Because they turn away from evil.
那完全正直呢？
And he is blameless.
这个也是从敬畏神来的。
And upright. So these attributes come from fearing God as well.
因为你如果对一个人很尊敬，你就会效法他。
Because if you respect a person, you will emulate him.
那如果我们对神很尊敬
，if weRespect God.
我们就会去做神认为好的事。
We will start following doing what God thinks is good.
那我们的心一直在调整。
And we continually adjust our attitude.
因为我们有认识神的知识。
Because we have this knowledge of knowing God.
所以我们一直在调整自己。
Therefore, we continuously adjust our footsteps.
我们生活一直在改变。
That we change our lifestyle.
所以一个人一旦敬畏神，你会发现他家里面现在没有 CD 了，以前看电影都是用 CD 啊，一片一片把它丢掉。
If you observe, if a person starts fearing God, you realize that that person no longer have any video CDs that he uses to watch.
这不是说教会规定你你不能看。
And this is not an actual rule regulation that the church
has set. 教会重要不是用规则在管理信徒。
So when a church does not need to use regulations in order to control members.
最重要是要对神有认识，并且神住在我们心里。
But what is more important, the member themselves know God and allow God to live in their heart.
你就知道有很多的 CD 里面不是色情就是暴力。
And we know within the video series, there are a lot of contents of sexual contents and violence.
那我们在神面前要正直，你就看不下去了，就丢掉了。不是谁叫你丢掉的。
But because we want to be upright before God, so we will discard all these video series, not because we were instructed by others.
也不是我们违反了教会哪一个规条。
It is not because, we saw that there is this rule that the church has said that we are going against, that we throw away the CDs.
敬畏神。
But it's because our heart, from our heart, we fear God.
那在以西结书里面讲
In the book of Ezekiel,
因为以西结书有提到四种灾殃要临到以色列百姓。
And the book of Ezekiel describes the four calamities that will befall on the nation Israel.
但是有三个人能够因为他的义得救。
But three people.Will be saved because of their righteousness.
我们看以西结书十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 14.
以西结书的十四章。
Ezekiel chapter 14.
十四章的十四节。
Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 14. Even though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in its midst. By their own righteousness, they could only save themselves, declares the Lord God.
这里讲, 挪亚, 但尼里, 约伯,
three men here were Noah, Daniel, and Job.
能够因自己的义得救,
they could save themselves by their own righteousness. 哦,
那到了新约时代呢?
But when it comes to the New Testament,
你如果看这个启示录的最后,
if to read a book of Revelation,
羔羊的婚宴,
in the feast of the matrimony of the Lamb.
哦, 那新郎就是主耶稣,
so the groom referring to the Lord Jesus.
新妇, 哦, 就是教会,
and the bride refers to the church.
就是我们每一个圣徒,
refers to every saint of the saints.
哦, 那我们去参加羔羊的婚宴要穿什么?
And we attend this marriage of the Lamb, how should we dress up?
光明洁白的细麻衣,
we have to put on a bright and clean fine linen.
哦, 那这个细麻衣是什么?
And what is this fine linen?
圣徒所行的义,
refers to the righteous acts of the saints.
哦, 所以义很重要啊,
therefore, righteousness is very important.
哦, 这是我们将来要参加天国婚宴的一件白衣服。
And this is the white, clean robe that we will have to wear to the marriage of the Lamb.
那如果一个人真的敬畏神，远离恶事,
if a person truly fears God and turns away from evil,
那真的是在神面前有正直的生活,
and he really holds and carries out an upright life,
那什么时候主耶稣召我们回去，我们都可以见到神。
And whenever, anytime God wants to bring us back to Him, we can see Him.
哦, 所以敬畏神, 啊, 这是智慧的开始, 因为敬畏神的人会远离恶事。
Therefore, fearing God is the beginning of wisdom because those who fear God, they will turn away from evil.
那我们的义会让神与我们同在。
And our righteousness will allow God to be with us.
那义人要发光像太阳，在神面前是很有荣耀。
And righteous men will shine forth like the sun, and we will be glorious before God.
大卫说：“我从前年幼，现在年老，我一直看见没有一个义人被弃的。”
And King David said that when I live from young to old, and when I look around, there is no righteous man who was discarded or disregarded by God.
也没有看过一个义人的子孙向人讨饭。
And I've never seen the descendants of a righteous person begging.
所以当一个人真的敬畏神，过一个义的生活，实在是一种智慧。
Therefore, if a person fears God and carries out lifestyle of righteousness, this is the beginning of wisdom.
好，那第二个例子。Second
example,
亚伯拉罕,
Abraham.
我们现在看创世纪22章。Let's
turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 22.
创世纪22章。Genesis,
chapter 22.
好，第一节。
Verse 1. Now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham, said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am.
这里地方讲到,
so here God wanted to test Abraham.
啊, 这个是什么? 好像小孩子, 我们在学校读书, 哪里到底学多少呢? 期中考, 期末考, 看你有没有这一课有没有通过。
Therefore, this is just as if that a child attends a school and the school will test his understanding what has he obtained so far and will give him examination, mid-year and final year examinations.
那我们信耶稣,有的信30年,有的信50年,有的信70年。
And we believe the Lord Jesus, some of us believe in Him for 30 years, some 50 years, some 70 years.
那我们的信仰到底到什么程度呢? 有时候神要考验一下,试验。
At what level of faith have we reached? Sometimes God wants to test us.
那考验这个试题是什么? 题目是什么?
So what are the questions of this examination?
好,我们看第二节。
Let's read verse 2. Then it said, Take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you.
这个第二节啊，考试的题目很简单。
Question of this test is very simple.
带你的儿子，独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，然后献给我。
Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and offer him there as a burnt offering.
好，那亚伯拉罕有没有通过这个考试？
So did Abraham manage to pass this examination?
我看创世纪22章。
Let's read Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪22章的12节。
Genesis chapter 22, verse 12. Verse 12, he said, do not reach out your hand against the boy, do not do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.
好，这个地方哈，天使说不要在这个童子身上下手。
And the angel of God appeared, telling him not to lay his hand on the son.
我现在知道你是敬畏神的。
For now I know that you fear God.
现在是什么时候？
What does now here refer to?
亚伯兰真的要把他的儿子献给神了。
The point of time now refers to when he was about to offer that boy. After a journey of 3 days.
然后这个祭坛都盖好了。
And he has already established an altar.
他真的要献给神了。
And he was just about to slay his son as a sacrifice.
我知道你是敬畏神的。
Then God appeared saying that, I know that you fear me.
那神怎么知道呢?
But how did God know about it?
因为你没有将你的儿子、你独生儿子留下不给我。
Because you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.
这个是什么?
What does this mean?
把最好的献给神。
This means we offer our best to God.
这个就是敬畏神的表现。
This is the expression of fearing God.
我们愿意吗?
Are we willing?
我们敢把最好的献给神吗?
Do we dare to fear our best, to offer our best to God?
感谢神啊，我们最近神学生两个在训练，将来又有三个要训练。
Thank God we have two TTP students who are training themselves to become preacher, and we have a third one.
教会不是给薪水。
The church does not offer salaries.
教会是给生活费。
But the church only offers these students living allowances.
所以你如果不要到外面去吃，不要去喝这个外面的咖啡哦，在家里自己泡哦，生活费是够用的。
So it is enough if you just like make own food or coffee at home, but it's not enough if you go buy coffee outside.
不要常常想去玩啊。
And you can't go out have a sightseeing tour all the time.
生活费是够用的。
But it is just good enough for you to cover your living expenses. But you can't compare yourself with others.
第二个,
secondly,
你不能够常常在家。
Secondly is you will not be able to be at your house, your home always.
谁不愿意待在家?
And who among us who do not want to stay at home?
第三个,
secondly,
thirdly,六年要搬家一次。
Every 6 years, a preacher has to move, rotate to another location. And who among us that who are willing to move?
当一个人神的分量非常重要的时候,
therefore, if the status of God is very important to a person,
我们就能够把自己当做活祭献给神。
We will offer ourselves as living sacrifice to God.
那当然，我们每一个人都不是专职的工人。
And of course, all of us here are not full-time workers.
我们在地方教会侍奉一样重要。
It is equally important for us to serve in local locations.
因为要通过我们的侍奉，使教会的圣工能够发展。
That through our service, we enable the church, local church, to be prosperous.
如果我们愿意把最好的献给神。
If we are willing to offer our best to God,
那个就是我们对神的敬畏一个具体的表现。
And this is a very explicit expression of us fearing God.
那个就是 智慧的开始。
And this is the beginning of wisdom.
那我们就会活在智慧所要给我们的恩典当中。
And by doing so, we will live in the blessings that wisdom will grant to us.
唱诗。
Sing him.
我们换一首啊。